through the double doors on my left and your right. So please do come through and introduce yourself and make yourself known to us if you're new here. At the end of the service today, we'll be holding a special collection and for the emergency appeal that Christian Aid is making for the earthquake in Myanmar. So if you would like to make a cash donation, we've got baskets at the doors as you leave. If you want to make an electronic donation, then we recommend that you go onto the Christian Aid website. We can make sure that you've got the link if you want that, and that's the most efficient way of doing that electronically. Today's service is a local arrangement, which means that it's been put together by the stewards, mainly Janet, and so we're very pleased to welcome you here for our worship today.
Cell phone. Is that okay? Great. Yes, so welcome everybody. I echo that. I'm Janet and I'm the senior steward here. And as Mary says, we've put this service together today on Mothering Sunday with the stewards. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today as your children. Shine your light upon us and equip us to share that light in our lives, in the service of others, and to the glory of your name. Amen. I'm going to start by singing in the circuit songbook, As the Deer Pants Bore the Water. And so I'm going to hand over now to Mel for the all-age part of the worship.
Right, good morning. Could I have some of the younger ones over here? Because you can give me a hand. I'm going to be sending you back in a minute with an activity, but in the short time. So let's sit down just for the minutes. When I was at primary school, so I was probably a little bit older than you, but not much. My primary school teacher took me to one side and said to me, Mel, I think you're the kind of person that is going to have to write lists. And do you know, he was absolutely right. And I have found list writing is, this is not because I'm an organised person, this is because I need the list to remember to do things. And today is a significant day. Do you know what today is? Sorry?
Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. Now, Mothering Sunday is a day that can be a bit hard for some people. And it's a mixed feeling day, isn't it? And I just want to take this moment to say, if there's anyone in our congregation that is feeling sad today, that you are not alone, and that please talk to someone. Don't feel that you're on your own. We can hold sadness together. But for lots of people, it is a happy day, a day for thanks, and a day to spend time with people. But you know what? It's not just Mothering Sunday today. There's lots of other days. Now, I have to say, Britain are a bit boring, because we have got, Eid is being celebrated today. Can you see any other things that are being celebrated today? Tell me what that one says.
Church Day.
Oh, well, you've read, you need to read this bit.
Pencil Day.
Oh, well, okay. We're moving on to the other ones on the list. I've written a list of all the different days there might be. And it fits in really well, actually, with my plans. So, Doctor's Day, that's right. So what I want to do, the reason I've got this microphone is so you can speak into it. So do you want to read? Do you want to choose one and read out? Read one from the list. From the list.
D.I.T. Day.
D.I.T. Day.
National Pretzel Day.
You need to speak into here. Can you say that?
National Pretzel Day.
So in America, it is National Pretzel Day. Do you know, in America, there will be a banana day, but it's not today. It's not today. Today is National Take a Walk in the Park Day. Has anyone done that already? Has anyone done that already today? Yes, good, well done. It's not Apple Day. It is Pencil Day, though. And it is in England. And Leonardo, sit down, love. It is start of British summertime, or we could rename it as we're going to be late for church day. Okay, so I've given you some of the ones on my list. What I've got an activity for you now, it's a list writing activity. I'd like you to go to your area. There are pencils and there's some paper, and I want you to see if you can write five things that fit with my categories. Go over to the little table over there. And there's some paper over there as well. I don't know if you've got pens actually over there. You might have to get pens from this side. I'm going to set you a challenge. If you are not in these two areas, you can do it in your head. The advantage of writing a list is you can remember. So we probably won't remember, those of us who are going to do it in our heads. But let's have a look. Okay, so I would like you to see if you can write down, and when you've done it, wave your bit of paper in the air to show me you've done it, or wave your hand if you've thought of them. So are you ready? Do you want to find a... There's pens there. Mary's got pens, and there's paper on the table over there. If you grab them, that's it. And you can work as a team. You could have one person writing and someone else coming up with ideas. Okay. Right. Those of us who haven't got paper, usually we've got five fingers that will help. There are five categories. So, okay. Five. Oh, are we ready? You might want to lean on something. Are you ready? Five types of flower. Well done. People who are thinking, if you've thought of them, you can put your hand up. Well done. What I'll do is I'll test you later to see if you can remember what five you came up with. It's not easy. It's quite interesting which ones you do come up with. Have you done it? Anyone over there done it? Boys, are you done? You can't think of flowers. Okay. You've done it. Well done. Well done. Let's think of something else. Let's think of five countries. I don't know if they're keener on countries than flowers. They are interesting. Have you got five countries over there? Yeah? Hands up when you've done five countries. I don't need to sit down anymore. Well done, everyone. Like I say, I'll be testing you. Five Paw Patrol characters. Is Paw Patrol still a thing? I don't know. I was going to say Fireman Sam, but he might be out of fashion now. Okay, this is the big one. I want you to think of five things you were thankful for. Five things you were thankful for. It might be people. Think of five people or five things. Lovely. Has everyone managed to think of five things or people they're grateful for, thankful for? Well done, well done. It is Mothering Sunday, and it's the tradition of this church for us to always give gifts out on Mothering Sunday, because we're a church family, and we don't give them out just to the women in the church, we give them out to everyone. And little did I know when I ordered the gift for this year that it is actually pencil day. So it's an amazing coming together of things. So you are going to receive a pencil with a Bible message on it as a reminder of God's love for you. But you're also going to be given a little handmade booklet, which is a little book to write things that you are thankful for in each day. Now, you don't have to do that. You could use it for your shopping list if you want. I won't be checking. But when you write things down, it helps you remember. And at the end of the week, you'll be able to look back and see the things that you are thankful for. So during our next song, which very fittingly is 10,000 Reasons, we will be handing out these gifts, and we hope that you'll accept them as a gift of your place in our church family. We'll sing together.
Thank you.
you very much for that very efficient way of handing these things out, and thank you for the gifts. Oh yes, if anyone has not had a pencil or a little booklet, could you just put your hand up? I think everybody's fine. Yeah. Right, okay. We'll leave you to do that then now. So the children are now going to leave us to go to their own activities. So we say, the Lord be with you. Well, I was delighted when Kirsty sent me the message to say they'd chosen this to sing this morning, because I think it's probably one of my all-time favourites, and I love John Rutter anyway. So thank you. And we're going to hear For the Beauty of the Earth by John Rutter.
For the beauty of the
Thank you so much. So we're now going to hear the readings for today. Rosemary and Claire are going to share those with us.
The first reading is Psalm 68, verses 1 to 8. Let God rise up, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, let the wicked perish before God. Let the righteous be joyful, let them exult before God. Let them be jubilant with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord. Be exultant before him. Father of orphans and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God gives the desolate a home to live in. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. But the rebellious live in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel.
The New Testament reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, starting at verse 6. Then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig round it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down."
Right, we're going to sing again in Singing the Faith, number 507, "Oh for a Heart to Praise My God."
Thank you.
So we now come to the reflection. The parable of the fig tree is quite harsh when you read it first, but I wanted to find something that gave a more positive view of it, and came across a video, and it's an animated children's video, which doesn't transfer very well into this situation, because it was quite difficult even on my computer to follow. So I'm going to tell you how the characters told the story in this video. Jesus told this parable to teach us about patience, growth, and second chances. So here's the story. A man had a fig tree in his vineyard. Every year he would come and look for fruit on the tree. But for 3 years, nothing. No figs whatsoever. Frustrated, he told the gardener, "Cut it down, it's just taking up space. Why should it use up all the soil if it's not producing any fruit?" The gardener replied, "Sir, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it, fertilize it, and tend to it. If it bears fruit next year, then great. If not, then you can cut it down." Jesus used this parable to teach us about God's patience with us. The fig tree represents the people. Sometimes, like the fig tree, we're not producing fruit in our lives. The fruit represents living in a way that reflects God's love, being kind, forgiving, helping others, and following God's ways. When we don't live this way, it's like the tree not producing figs. But here's the good news. God in Jesus is the gardener. He doesn't give up on us easily, even when we are not living up to what he has called us to be. He gives us time to grow, just like the gardener does for the fig tree, and hence the picture on the screens. God works in our lives, helping us grow spiritually. He gives us chances to change and bear fruit. This story is a reminder that God is patient, but it's also a challenge. We're given time, but we don't know how long, so it's important to use the time wisely, by growing closer to God and making time in our lives to reflect his love. The goal is to bear fruit, to honor God and show others his love as Jesus did. Just like the fig tree was meant to produce figs, so we are meant to live out God's purpose for us in our daily lives. This parable is a story of God's grace and second chances. God is patient with us, but he also wants us to grow and produce good fruit in our lives. It's a reminder not to waste the time we have been given, but live in a way that brings glory to God and spread his love to others. And we're now going to spend a few minutes in silence, reflecting, praying, and then I'll close with a prayer. And so we bring our thoughts and our prayers together as we remember the patient and tending God. Patient and loving God, we thank you for nurturing us as we strive to grow. We thank you for your mercy that allows us second chances. May we be sensitive and caring to others, so we may all bear fruit and flourish together. Amen. So we're now going to sing again, hymn in Singing the Faith 684, Here on the Threshold of a New Beginning. And during this hymn, the offering will be taken. Please just pass the basket along the rows and do not feel any obligation. We know that people give in so many different ways. And Kate over here will have a card reader if anybody wants it to give electronically to the church. And that'll be in coffee. So we sing Here on the Threshold of a New Beginning.
God of all goodness and grace, accept these gifts and with them our lives, to be used in your service, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now Mary's going to lead us in our intercessions.
So in our prayers today, we'll have a brief quiet moment, and then I'll say, we cry to you, and I ask you to respond. Bring healing and hope. We cry to you, bring healing and hope. Let us pray. In the shadow of your wings, we sing for joy. O Lord, restore us and make us new. God of love, for the softening of our hearts and the opening of our arms, for the generosity that welcomes the lost, for our need of your tenderness to restore our failures, for our churches to be renewed in loving and giving, for the courage to lay down our lives to one another, for the strength to answer your call to serve others, for a new start. We cry to you, bring healing and hope. God of love, for all who carry the scars of conflict, the external and internal signs of pain endured, for the lost and lonely, the displaced and the dispossessed, for all those whose lives have been broken, and particularly today we remember those in Myanmar who have lost loved ones, and we pray for the many people whose homes have been destroyed or have been forced to flee to safety. We pray especially for children who are scared and vulnerable. May they find warmth, safety, and reassurance in the midst of chaos. We cry to you, bring healing and hope. God of love, for the needs in our own communities, for families living under pressure, for people struggling with rising bills, for people in debt and distress who have nowhere to turn, for all who need to know today that they are loved. And today we particularly remember all those who have been our guests in our night shelter as this ends tomorrow. And we pray that they find somewhere to stay, which gives them security and safety. And we pray for all those who are bringing up children amid the pressures of today's world, for the sacrifices that form the fabric of parenthood, for children and young people facing a future full of challenges. We cry to you, bring healing and hope. God of love, on Mothering Sunday, we think about mothers who are apart from their children, for all the motherless and lost children, for all of us whose mothers have died, for a parent or parents of a child who has died, and for children without parents, for all who long for children but are unable to have them, and for all the struggles of family life, for children far away from home, for unaccompanied children fleeing fighting, and for children whose homes are not places of safety and kindness. We cry to you, bring healing and hope. God of love, for simple pleasures in the midst of challenge and hardship, for lengthening hours of daylight, for people who lift our burdens, wipe away our tears, share our lives and dreams, and call out our best selves, for your faithful presence with us through darkness and life, and for a deeper experience of your love, which shapes us, calls us, rescues us, and will bring us home. We cry to you, bring healing and hope. In the shadow of your wings, we sing for joy. O Lord, restore us and make us new. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art our Father, hallowed come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We sing together from Singing the Faith, hymn 443, Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love.
Please do join us after the service for tea, coffee and conversation through in the hall. We'd be delighted to meet new people and to share with our friends that we already know. So we'll say, well, I will say the grace. May God, the patient gardener, provide rest and nurture for our souls today. And may God, the loving parent, fill us with his love to share with others as we go through the coming week. Amen.